Hello and welcome to Open Room Talks, a podcast which draws on Open Room events' experience in connecting people to bring you quality discussions between industry experts, innovative suppliers, and high-powered end users on pertinent issues in a variety of sectors. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Open Room Talks. Today, we're back in the world of fuel and convenience retail for a strategic discussion about how retailers can make the very most of their move towards digitization. Every digital transformation journey is unique. Every retailer will face challenges that are specific to their business. As such, each will have to plot their own path towards digitization. However, for convenience and fuel retailers, there's a common factor that cannot be ignored: data. When turned into actionable insights, data can become a key differentiator in enabling successful businesses to compete effectively and provide exceptional customer experiences. To unpack how you, the listener, can best gather, then interpret the data coming into your business, I have Sinhin Wong and Juan Miguel Delgado. Sinhin joined PDI as the General Manager and VP of Sales for APAC in 2018. As an established senior leader in the retail and hospitality industries, he brings more than 20 years of technology-focused senior leadership and consulting expertise to PDI. Sinhin graduated with an executive MBA and MSc in Marketing and Consumer Insights from Nanyang Business School, Nanyang Technological University of Singapore, and holds a BBA in Finance from Western Michigan University. Juan Miguel Delgado founded the Northern Star Energy Corporation in 2012 and is now Chief Operating Officer. He holds a bachelor's degree in marketing from Bentley University and has over 20 years of management experience in the energy sector. At Northern Star, Juan Miguel and his team focus on moving lives forward through their different businesses in the energy and convenience sectors across the Philippines. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the show. With the intros now out of the way, the floor is all yours.
Thank you, Kiana. Hey, Juan Miguel, it was really nice to see you in person again in Singapore recently, right? I mean, we had a great conversation and I really enjoy each time when you and I meet and speak. And it's also very exciting, right, to learn more about the digital transformation journey and the progress that Northern Star have made since we last spoke like 5 years ago, if I recall correctly. I believe that's when you just first started, the entire digital transformation journey to take a business onto the digital path. And probably, if I'm not wrong, among the first in our industry who adopted digital journey for the Philippines market. You want to talk more about that, Juan Miguel?
Yes. Hi, Sin. Nice seeing you in Bangkok a few weeks ago. It was really great to catch up. Yes, you're correct. Northern Star Energy has been rapidly growing, distributing top quality energy products, fuels, and lubricants across the Philippines. We play a vital role in national development by moving people, empowering businesses and industries to our retail and convenience platform, as well as our commercial industrial business. At Northern Star, we try to keep up with technology and available systems that are applicable to our business operations to increase our team's efficiency and productivity. The pandemic was an opportunity for us to capitalize on our available systems here in the Philippines. And this is similar to other organizations. We relied on several platforms to continuously operate, inform, and engage our customers. Most of the improvements in our process are still in place post-pandemic, and that's a big part of our digital transformation journey. Speaking of the digital transformation that we currently have in place, we have our customer portal, which we call the BizHub. It also serves our operations by enabling a smooth order management system across our customer base. Although these integrations are still ongoing, we envision this as our hub for all our customers, featuring several tools enabling them to be on top of each of their transactions with us. In our lorry operations, in the past, we often observed errors in loading types of cargo and quality versus actual order placed by our customers due to miscommunication. One of PDI's solutions, which we were able to implement, we integrated this into our order management system, and this has helped us automate and manage the delivery and dispatching of orders of our customers. This has been a great help to our business. Makes us extremely more efficient all throughout.
Well, that's really exciting to know, Juan Miguel. You know, it's very obvious to us, right, that the fuels and convenience retail industry is definitely undergoing a major digital transformation. You know, to meet the changing consumer expectations and also the evolving, you know, macro trends as we've seen it and read in the news, you know, the rapid pace of obviously the transformation events in the recent years and their profound impact, I would say it, right, on consumer behavior globally have definitely demonstrated the need for greater agility and data-driven decisions. And sounded like Northern Star has, obviously being the early adopter, has embarked on that and relying on a lot of data, you know, to drive your business decisions. And it's exciting to hear how you kind of pull those different, you know, solution sets and technologies platform to help you to achieve that. Well, it's also amazing and really exciting to kind of listen in and learn about your progress over the last 5 years, right? I mean, you have certainly moved beyond just being a fuel retailer and also a convenience retailer in the fuels and convenience industry in the Philippines. Now, you talk a little bit about, you know, how this different, you know, data points is, you know, helping you to transform within your business, right? I mean, and also helping you to kind of drive your digital journey. So just out of curiosity, Juan Miguel, like what prompted the direction for you to kind of expand beyond fuels and how decision was made? Do you look at those data and how helpful are those data in helping you to drive actionable insight?
Yes. You know, it's like moving away from old ways of doing things that are based on gut feelings and tribal knowledge, right? So it's a difficult journey for us. But, you know, digital transformation is not just about implementing technology, but also how data is leveraged to drive exceptional customer experience. How Northern Star is serving its customers will now be judged on how we use available technology to satisfy our customers' ever-changing needs and wants in the fastest, easiest, and most accurate and cost-effective way, right? We are still in our journey to shift away from just plainly being a fuel supplier. And so having data available on hand from the different digital tools that we have is helping us make that shift easier because we now have quicker access to information that are much more accurate, enabling us to come to decisions quicker.
I couldn't agree more with what you have just said, right? I mean, two things. Overall, we believe that consumers in our region certainly have become more tech savvy, right? And have higher expectation in terms of, you know, cleanliness, merchandise, and quality of service, right? I mean, and certainly, you know, there is no difference for a fuel retailer like yourself, right? And kind of take a different perspective. And if we kind of think about Asia Pacific region, fuels and obviously convenience retailers are putting the customer experience at the heart of what they do more intentionally than ever before, I would say, right? And definitely Northern Star is no exceptions. As you kind of go through this whole transition and you kind of roughly pointed out that, you know, you kind of look at data and data kind of drive a lot of your decision making. Do you believe that, you know, because of the complexity of the business and expectation of, you know, from your customers, you know, industry players like yourself can no longer rely on gut feeling, right? Like the tribal knowledge or we have always done it like this mentality, which is pretty common, right? In Asia, right? A lot of time in Asia, we run businesses, we kind of, you know, make a lot of business decision based on how we feel and what we think is right, but less so on data compared to what I would say the Western industry players. So data will definitely need to drive actionable insights. So do you have any perspective or view on that, you know, Juan Miguel, just purely from your experience?
I think gut feel and tribal knowledge will always have a place in business, right? But not as prominent as it once was, right? I think the digital transition will allow us to to have access to more accurate information, which will then lessen the need for gut feel and tribal knowledge, right? I totally believe that we are definitely going away from we've always done it like this mentality, right? I think we are an organization that looks for better and new ways to get things done. So yes, I totally believe that, right? So, you know, the system that we're implementing, our digital system that we're implementing, ensures that all orders from BizHub are captured, which provides a seamless integration for trip dispatching, right? So one obvious benefit is we could eliminate the manual and tedious creation of delivery notes, receipts, thus rendering us with some savings on our office supplies and lessen our paper use, which is always great. We did not only reduce the cost of printing DRs, but we also simplified our procedures, eventually rendering less overtime work for our team members, right? So it's really helping us overall in the business, and it's fantastic.
So you talked a little bit about BizHub, Juan Miguel. Do you mind kind of elaborate a little bit on the BizHub functionalities? I kind of recall, you know, when we first met up and you talked about digital and you were a big fan, obviously, you know, advocate of, you know, digital transformation, right? And BizHub was the centerpiece of your business. And, you know, and you were looking at how do you and how can your business kind of leverage BizHub to kind of expand, you know, on the baby step of your digital transformation journey, and also kind of pull data to help you to drive, you know, your business decisions. Do you want to kind of share a little bit about that whole BizHub experience?
Well, our BizHub is really just, it's at the core of our whole digital transformation journey. And it's the main integration point where our customers integrate with us in the company. So it's where they place all their orders is to our BizHub platform. They can review all of their transactions with us up to a certain period in the BizHub portal. That's where the whole digital transaction journey starts in our company. So once a customer logs onto their account in our hub, places their order, it then triggers digitally through the PDI system the whole order we have all the way until delivery to the customer. The system is done digitally, right? So in the past, when we would deliver to a customer, drop cargo, they would sign a manual delivery receipt. Now with the use of the BizHub, they digitally sign the tablet, acknowledging the receipt. It sends a signal straight to BizHub, which then throws it to our internal ERP system and closes off the transaction. That all used to be done manually in the past. And so we've now shortened that tremendously, made it significantly easier for the team. So obviously we're able to handle significantly more orders. It's really facilitated our growth. And so yeah, it's been great.
Now that's really exciting. Would I be right to kind of say that your BizHub is your first step on your version of truth, right? Or one version of truth of where all the data points are coming together and how you're using those data to kind of drive actionable insights?
I think it's the entry point, right, from our customer side. And then it links all of the other systems that we have. So it links our PDI system that we got from you guys, which has been working tremendously for us and helping us a lot, also shifts over and links to our ERP system. So it's like the center command post, so to speak.
Right, that's really exciting. You know, Juan Miguel, thanks for sharing that and kind of gave us the various data points and how, you know, BizHub kind of play a role. And sounded like you have a big technological ecosystem, right, Cameron, that you have kind of put in place for your organization, which is going to be the centerpiece, right, in terms of how data are, you know, being pulled together, you know, for your business. So obviously from a technological standpoint, you know, we always believe that an open technological ecosystem is important, right? I mean, to allow us and to allow the data to kind of flow with speed and accuracy is going to be critical. Yeah, while we kind of stick to one version of the truth, it's also important that in doing so, it allows us to enable cross-system and third-party integration, right? And sounded like you have kind of achieved that within your business. How do you kind of manage this whole ecosystem and the integration points that you have within your organizations, right? You know, in ensuring that you get that one version of truth within the open architecture and the multiple integration points that you have.
Don't get me wrong. We are still far from where, from what an ideal digital company is, right? We are not, we're nowhere near that. We're still, I think we're still in the beginning. I think we've done a great job in making the first couple of steps into entering and integrating digital tools to our operations, right? But I think we still have a very long way to go as a company. But don't get me wrong, we have a team that helps us identify the different digital tools that are out there to help us improve and digitize our processes. So what we try to focus on is as much as possible, look at what's available to the in the market that we can just purchase simply like PDI. We added that on to our system, but where we can't find a product that we need, we then work to develop on our own within our company, right? With the use of developers. We still have a fairly small team focused on digital transformation, and we work with a few consultants as well.
This is great. This is really helpful. Your feedback and what you've shared certainly have prompted, you know, questions that, you know, what we generally ask, right? I mean, in our industry, like, how do you kind of bring all the data into one single version of truth, right? Literally, and sounded like you have kind of achieved that, you know, with a baby step, starting with BitHub being your center, you know, your centerpiece, right? And how do you decide what's useful and what's not, right? I mean, and how do you kind of use data to drive actionable insights? And those seems to be critical, obviously, because at the end of the day, you can have a bunch of data, but if you can't use data to drive actionable insights, it's pretty much meaningless. So I want to kind of take this opportunity again, you know, Juan Miguel, for your time. You know, thank you for spending your time with us today, you know, to share how Northern Star is using data to drive actionable insights. And thank you very much for spending your time and to share with us in terms of your experience, and fully understand it's just a journey and it's the beginning of a journey, but certainly it's a great start for, you know, organization like Northern Star.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sin, for giving us this opportunity to share Northern Star and our digital journey. I wouldn't say we're at where we should be, but we've started and it's been working so far.
Gents, thank you so much for joining us on the show. So many fantastic insights in there for retailers that are currently undergoing their own digital transformations to consider. If you, the listener, are interested in continuing the conversation in person, then please feel free to check out Open Room's portfolio of retail events at openroomevents.com. Sin Hin, Juan Miguel, thank you once again for taking the time to share your thoughts with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to Open Room Talks. We hope that you've enjoyed the episode. For inquiries, please feel free to get in touch via email on hello@openroomevents.com. For details on future episodes, please follow us on LinkedIn or visit openroomevents.com. Until next time.